Tezaf was based off Chavches. The Mishnah said on the top that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shokla Adam Basar Kenegad Achiyo Kenegad Hakofetz. Rabbi Yehuda allows weighing meat using something other than a weight on the other side of the scale, using a kli, using some type of cleaver, meat cleaver on the other side of the scale. But the Chum say no, in Mashkich Mechaf Mazayim Kalikar. You're not allowed to use a scale for anything, even if it's just Lishmar Menachbarim. You just want the meat to be protected from the mice. You're not even allowed to use the scale for anything like that. And the reason that there is concern about using a scale is an issue of uvda of uvdin dechal. The Gemara then tells us that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Barabi were shoklin mana kenegin mana biyomtov, that when they would divide meat, they wanted to make sure that they were dividing it exactly evenly, so they would put one piece of meat against another piece of meat to balance them out on the scale. So the Gemara says, well, that's against everybody in the Mishnah, because even Rabbi Yehuda only allowed using a kli or a kofetz, but he didn't allow using another piece of meat to measure so accurately. So the Gemara says, either you have to assume that they held like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, where Rabbi Yeshua holds you're even allowed to go that far to be shokel mana kenegan mana. The Gemara even suggested that maybe Rabbi Yeshua has precedence in a Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros where it tells us shokel mana kenegan mana bebechar, that it's not a violation of bizayim kachin to measure the meat from a bechar animal in that way, mana kenegan mana. But the Gemara says it really has nothing to do. The two sugyas are totally independent of each other. What's considered a bizayin kachim for meat of a bechar has nothing to do with what's considered uvda dechal when it comes to yom tov. But the Gemara does say that it is odd that the characters involved in the story, that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Barabi were so makbid to divide things exactly evenly, when we consider the fact that they were both supported by Rabbi and they weren't makbid at all on each other. In fact, when Rabbi had seven fish one time, the five of them were by Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Shimon Barabi had no problem with that, and that's obviously not an even split. So why now over here they're so makbid to divide things exactly evenly? The Gemara says we must have it mistaken. It could not have been these two people that were so makbid to divide it evenly. There must have been somebody else. So the Mishnah then tells us, next Mishnah says, "In mashchizna sasakim biyom tov." You're not allowed to sharpen a knife on yom tov, but you're allowed to rub two knives against each other to sharpen them in that way. So the Gemara has a comment that Rav Huna says that that's only true of mashchezah shal even, but mashchezah shal eitz, if you have a sharpener that's made out of wood, that we're more makel with. We're more lenient if it's made out of wood. Now there is a comment where we distinguish between using a sharpening implement to sharpen the knife versus using it to scrape the fat off of the edge of the knife, but exactly where we make that comment is four different versions in the Gemara of which line of Tanayim we actually make that comment on. Meaning, is it only about the Mashchezes Shal Eitz that we make that comment on? Is it about the Mashchezes Shal Even that we make that comment on? So it's, or is it Masiyah Al Gebe Chavirta? Different possibilities of where that comment actually applies. The Gemara then tells us two different stories of people who were sharpening their knives and they denied trying to sharpen the knife. One of them was on an edge of a basket, the other one was on a stone, but when confronted, they said, no, we're not sharpening, we're just cleaning off the edge of the knife. But the Gemara says in both cases, they knew that they were really sharpening the knife, but Kasavra Allah Vein Marin came. They didn't want to tell anybody, because even though they held that it's mutter to do what they were doing, they held that it was Ein Marin came. They are not allowed to publicize such a psak halacha. The Gemara then raises the question, Yibaylu ma'ula haro sakin l'chacham b'yom tov. Is a person allowed to show his knife, a shochet, allowed to show his knife to a chacham on yantif to check and make sure that there are no pegimos? So Gemara says this is a machlokas amorayim. However, everyone agrees, Rav Yosef says, that a talmud chacham is allowed to check his own knife, and then he can lend that knife over to other people. The Gemara then tells us that there's a machlokas about machshirei ochel nefesh. There's no difference between yantiv and Shabbos typically, except for ochel nefesh. But Rabbi Yehuda says, in addition to the ochel nefesh difference, there's also a machshirei ochel nefesh difference. That on yantiv we're even allowed to do preparatory work for ochel nefesh, whereas on Shabbos obviously you're not allowed to do that. And the Gemara goes through the drashos of where we derive, where each shita derives their opinion from. Then the Gemara talks with the final discussion we had before the Mishnah was about the muktzah status of a shvud. If you have a spit that they roasted meat on, so you're not allowed to be metal till Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, you know, it's muktzah to move it around on Yom Tov. But Rav Ada Bar Ava says in the name of Rav Malkiyo, Shomto Manicho Bekeren Zavis. You can do tiltul min atzad, you move it in a roundabout way, and you get it out of the way, you move it off somewhere Bekeren Zavis. So the Gemara just closes with a discussion that happens in several places in Shas, where we try to attribute the correct statements throughout Shas to Rav Malkiya and Rav Malkiyo. They have very similar names, so there are two different versions of exactly how to attribute the different statements throughout Shas amongst those two Amorim, Rav Malkiya and Rav Malkiyo. Oh, yeah.